KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 29 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with a chance of flurries this afternoon. We'll have a high early on in the day near 40 degrees, and the temperatures will be falling back into the 30s early this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In area news, a Cass County woman scheduled to appear at a trial this month in connection with the June 2010 crash has instead pled guilty to a felony charge of vehicular homicide by OWI. 46-year-old Christine Riedemann of Griswold waived her rights to a trial and pled guilty on November 21st. Riedemann was the driver of an SUV that went out of control on June 4, 2010. The vehicle entered a ditch and hit a utility pole west of Atlantic. 44-year-old Katrina L. Christensen, a passenger in that vehicle, died in the crash. Two separate blood alcohol tests each indicated Riedemann was above the legal limit to drive. She was also found to have been in possession of marijuana. Riedemann is scheduled to be sentenced January 23rd in Cass County District Court. News time is 7:08. Don't wait until the coldest day of the year. Now's the time to get your heating system checked. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you get your heating system checked so you won't be left out in the cold. And with cold comes snow. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you with your home and commercial snow removal. Call now to set up your appointment so you can get on their list or to set up your furnace inspection. Just call Maskers at 712-243-2260 or stop by at 209 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Masker Plumbing and Heating would also like to remind you to be sure and put fresh batteries in all of your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors while it's most important during this time of year. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. The Walnut City Council will hold its regularly scheduled meeting this evening. On their agenda for the 5 p.m. session at City Hall is a request for possible business incentives, discussion with regard to a proposed trail plan for Pottawatomie County, the appointment of a replacement zoning administrator, discussion pertaining to solid waste disposal, the city's budget, and the annual evaluation of city employees' salary. The Walnut School Board voted at their Tuesday night meeting this week to enter into a sharing agreement with the AHST schools. Walnut students will attend classes at AHST for about three periods per day and share all athletics with AHST beginning with the 2012-2013 school year. Walnut Superintendent Jim Hamrick said they voted on shifting academics from Atlantic to AHST for three periods in the afternoon, just like they currently do in Atlantic. The board voted for a two-year contract with AHST. The Walnut School Board also voted to continue sharing junior high sports. That was a unanimous in voting to send all boys sports to AHST, and they voted 3-2 to share all girls sports with AHST. The board's vote officially ends the sharing agreements with Atlantic, beginning with the next school year. Hamrick says it's a better fit for the Walnut kids, all the logistics, transportation costs, and so on, and having junior high already in Avoca all weighed in on the board's decision. He said the Atlantic sharing experience over the last 5 years was wonderful, but again, it will end with this current school year. Hamrick says the two school boards will continue to discuss future whole grade sharing between AHST and Walnut. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County are asking for your help and with regard to a break-in at the elementary school in Elliott. The incident happened sometime between November 23rd and the 29th. The person or persons responsible pried open a window and made off with three laptop computers and six cameras from several rooms. The items were valued at $4,100. Tips can be made anonymously. If you have any information on that crime, to the Montgomery County Crime Stoppers hotline at 800-432-1001. Atlantic police say that no one was injured during a two-car collision Tuesday afternoon. Shirley Chester of Atlantic was eastbound on 6th Street approaching Birch just before 4 p.m. Her car was hit by another vehicle driven by Keisha Houston of Avoca, who had failed to stop at the sign as she was southbound on Birch. Chester's car ended up in a nearby yard. Houston was charged with failing to obey a stop sign. Damage to the two vehicles totaled $4,500. Also, Atlantic police said yesterday they'd arrested 31-year-old Christopher Anstey on Atlantic on a charge of fifth-degree theft for shoplifting. A Fontenelle couple who were injured in a crash in Cass County last week have died at a hospice facility in Johnston. That word comes from Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. 92-year-old Virgil Martin and 89-year-old Evelyn Martin were injured November 22nd in a collision with an SUV driven by 33-year-old Cynthia Simon of Anita. The accident happened around 3:45 p.m. about 3 miles southeast of Anita on Glendale Road. The Cass County Sheriff's Department had said a car owned and driven by Virgil Martin was eastbound on Glendale Road when his vehicle was struck by a westbound 1999 Chevy S10 Blazer driven by Simon, who had attempted to turn southbound in front of Martin's vehicle into a farm driveway. Both drivers were transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic, along with Evelyn Martin, who was a passenger in the Buick. She was flown later that same evening to a hospital in Des Moines, but again, the couple has died. KJAN News Time is 7:12. Don't wait until the coldest day of the year. Now's the time to get your heating system checked. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you get your heating system checked so you won't be left out in the cold. And with cold comes snow. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you with your home and commercial snow removal. Call now to set up your appointment so you can get on their list or to set up your furnace inspection. Just call Maskers at 712-243-2260 or stop by at 209 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Masker Plumbing and Heating would also like to remind you to be sure and put fresh batteries in all of your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors while it's most important during this time of year. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Robert N. Hatfield, age 71 of Hamlin and formerly of Panora, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Hatfield will be today at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Walter Kilworth, age 75 of Exira, died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Walter Kilworth will be this morning at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Betty Madsen, age 84, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Betty Madsen will be today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. George A. Sipker, age 83, of Audubon, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for George Sipker will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Hockenberry, England Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Helen Tam, age 92, of Panora, died November 23rd at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Helen Tam will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Kenneth Kenny Gipple, age 73, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Kenny Gipple will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Virgil Martin, age 92, and Evelyn Martin, age 79 of Fontenelle, or rather age 89 of Fontenelle, died at Mercy Hospice in Johnston on November 28th and 29th, respectively. Funeral services for Virgil and Evelyn Martin will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Lola McLaren, age 95, of Cumberland, died Tuesday at the Colonial Manor in Anita. Funeral services for Lola McLaren will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday at the Pine Grove United Methodist Church in rural Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. 81-year-old Betty Mader of Creston died Wednesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Betty Mader are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.